Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
सभी बाबा के सिकिल दे और लाडले बच्चे हैं.
All of you are Baba's long lost and found again, as well as lovely children.
क्योंकि बाबा ने
Why?
हम सबको बड़े प्यार से
Because Baba
जब ज्यादा प्यार होता है ना तो उसको कहते हैं lot of love. बाबा ने 5000 वर्ष के बाद
5000 years ago Baba met us and once again he is meeting us again and with great love he has made us belong to him.
और बाबा हर रोज हमको टाइटल देता है.
Every day Baba gives us the title.
सिकिलदे के साथ
long lost and found again as well as lovely children.
लाडला जो होता है ना,
the one who is lovely child,
माँ बाप बहुत दिल के प्यार से पालते.
Mother and father gives lot of love.
बाबा
to the children, to the child, one who is the most beloved child. Baba, from his heart, is giving us lot of love as well as sustenance. On the path of bhakti, we used to sing, God, you are mother and father, we are your children. Brahma, Baba is our mother as well as father. We Brahmins have been sustained by Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba plays the role of as a mother as well as father. And what is the sustenance?
वैसे तो आप कोई कहाँ रहते, कोई कहाँ विदेश में रहते हैं.
You all live in different countries.
फिर भी हम कहते हैं सभी हम परमात्मा
की पालना में रहते हैं. And we say that we are sustained by God.
तो वो पालना कैसे
हमारी होती है? How does God sustain us?
तो पालना होती है हमारी मनसा. बाबा की प्रेम के वृत्ति.
सस्टेनेंस
मीन्स दैट
बाबा गिव्स अस दृष्टि
मुख की
फिल्ड विद लव मुरली स्पोकन बाय हिज माउथ एंड लव फ्रॉम हिज हार्ट. मुरली इज द बेस्ट वे ऑफ रिसीविंग सस्टेनेंस ऑफ बाबा.
जो भी वेद है वो सब बता देती.
इन बाबा टेल्स अस ऑल द सीक्रेट्स इन द मुरली.
अनुभव किया होगा.
यू मस्ट हैव एक्सपीरियंस दिस.
कोई भी आपको समस्या आवे
एनी प्रॉब्लम और डिफिकल्टी कम्स इन योर ब्राह्मण लाइफ देन यू मे हैव फाउंड दैट Baba's Murli gives the answer of all the questions. And sometimes some problems come. Then you will find the solution in the Murli. As in the Lokic way also, if the child has any problem, difficulty, he will run to his mother. And he will ask the mother, what shall I do? How will I do? How will I solve the problem? And he will go to the mother and mention all his problems. In the same way, we, Baba's children, Brahmin children, to whom do we remember? When any difficulties and problem comes, we remember our Bap Dada. We remember Bap Dada,
Baba ko
from
mera
our
Baba
heart.
Kaha,
and as soon as the soul says, my Baba, then at
Second
that minute,
Baba
becomes present in front of his
Baba
children.
Ka.
Baba has such a great Jaise love for his children. He does not even take much time to be present in front of his children. He takes only 1 second.
Agar dil se mera Baba kaha,
if I say, Baba, from
Baba
my heart, my Baba, then Baba becomes present in front of me.
Hai,
and whatever
bolo,
problem, difficulties
Baba
I have,
gaya, Baba,
and
hai,
I say
hai,
to Baba, Baba, look, this is what it happened. this is the difficulty I have, then Baba gives the answer instantly. Baba does give the answer to his children. But sometimes children say to Baba, but I am doing a lot of spiritual chit-chat with Baba. Baba continues to only smile, but I can't hear his answer. Why can't you hear his answer? Some children do feel they are receiving the answer from the Baba, but some children feel I don't receive. What is the reason that the soul does not experience the answer of Baba? The reason is, the cause is our intellect. Let me check my intellect, whether my intellect is clear and clean.
साइंस के साधन है आप वहां बैठ करके बाबा की मुरली सुनते हो अगर लाइन क्लियर नहीं है
लाइक फॉर एग्जांपल व्हेन बाप दादा कम्स इन शांतिवन एंड वी आर एबल टू लिसन बाप दादा ऑन द ट्रांसमिशन एंड इफ द लाइन इज नॉट क्लियर We cannot listen Baba's murli. Even you see any instrument of the science, even look at the telephone, when the line is not clear, we cannot hear each other. In the same way, we do receive Baba's answer, but when our intellect is clear and clean, then we can hear Baba's answers.
Let my intellect be clear and clean.
So if the intellect is not clear, cannot hear Baba's answer.
Touching power.
When the intellect is clear and clean, and then the intellect gets the touching from Baba.
महीन नहीं हुई है इतनी क्लियर क्लीन नहीं हुई है
लेट्स से इफ माय इंटेलेक्ट इज
दूसरा साधन है
नॉट वेरी डीपली रिफाइंड क्लियर एंड क्लीन
आपके पास कोई भी मुरली
देन द अदर मेथड इज
कोई भी डेट
एनी डेट ऑफ द मुरली
लेकिन उस मुरली को आप अध्ययन करो
यू रीड इट
तो उसी मुरली में भी आपको समस्या का समाधान मिलेगा।
सॉल्यूशन ऑफ योर प्रॉब्लम
जो आप प्रश्न होगा आपके मन में
व्हाट एवर क्वेश्चन यू मे हैव इन योर माइंड यू विल बी एबल टू गेट द आंसर फ्रॉम बाबा'स मुरली एनी डेट ऑफ द मुरली
एंड दिस इज द एक्सपीरियंस अनुभव सुने हैं
ऑफ मेनी ब्राह्मण
कुछ भी होता है हम बाबा के चित्र के सामने जाए
Those who live double foreigners and experiences, I have heard that they go to Baba's room and they sit in front of Bap Dada and they do receive the answer from Bap Dada. So first thing, let me see.
Baba ne kaha tha ant ke samay aapki अगर वॉइसलेस
लेट मी सी दैट वेदर माय इंटेलेक्ट हैज बिकम वॉइसलेस वंस द इंटेलेक्ट इज वॉइसलेस देन इट विल वर्क लाइक वायरलेस लाइक इन द साइंस एवरीथिंग इज डन थ्रू वायरलेस इन द सेम वे बाबा सेज दैट आई हैव गिवन यू वायरलेस सेट एंड दैट मीन्स
बिल्कुल ही
दैट मीन्स द इंटेलेक्ट इज वॉइसलेस
इस मुरली में बाबा ने हंसाया ना हम लोगों को तो कई बच्चे कहते हैं
मुरली बाबा हैज पांच जो टोल्ड अस
काम क्रोध लोभ मोह अहंकार ये जो है ना महाभूत के
बाबा मुरली बाबा सेड दैट द चिल्ड्रन टू द चिल्ड्रन दैट द फाइव
बड़े रूप से क्रोध नहीं आता
वॉइसेस In very big form has been disappeared, but very subtle form of these five vices still remains. Let's say the soul thinks that, well, this should happen, that whatever I am thinking and doing is right, and it is not wrong. And sometimes the soul has this bossiness, and that is the form of anger. One level is to remain seated on your self-respect stage and then give direction to others, then everyone will accept your direction. The other one is to give direction to others with bossiness. And I'm telling you to do whatever I am telling you to do. This is called the form of anger.
So Baba ne kaha na to maha रूप जो है विकारों का समझो कामना ब्रह्मचर्य व्रत तो धारण कर लिया लेकिन और भी तो कामनाएं हैं
काम ब्राह्मण सोल इज फॉलोइंग द सेलिबेसी सो सेलिबेसी इज ए वेरी gross form that you have adopted, but the subtle form of the sex lust is the subtle desires in the mind. Let's say the soul has the desire, look, I am very old in Gyan, I am in Gyan for 12 years, even my teacher in the center is also 12 years old, she is a teacher and I am a student, why should not I be the equal of the teacher in the center? My intellect is very good, my intellect is working accurately, I am also working hard in my Brahmin life. So this kind of the desire, this kind of desire that I also want to have a some position, this is also called subtle kind of desire. And sometimes the soul thinks, well, I have been doing a lot of service and no one values me, no one recognizes me, no one told me, sit down, have a choli, have a something. No one takes care of me. What is it? So these are very subtle, subtle desires. They are also coming from the body consciousness.
बाल बच्चे जो है ना इन महाभूतों का वो भी नहीं है
सटल ट्रेसेस ऑफ वाइसेस आर द चिल्ड्रन ऑफ द वाइसेस बिग वाइसेस सो देयरफॉर लेट मी बी फ्री फ्रॉम द सटल वाइसेस दैट इज सटल डिजायर्स That means I will become wiseless. And once I have wiseless intellect, then I will be able to pick up the touchings of Bap Dada. So one example that is giving, long time ago, Dadi Ji and Ramesh Bhai went to America. They were in one part of US.
And
they took the aeroplane and the plane took off and then they were able to hear in the plane that as soon as their plane took over, they took off and the down below in that city, the fire took place. It means that the Brahmin souls, Dadi and Ramesh Bhai, they had these touchings to take the plane and go and they were saved. They were For example, that this is in other parts of in India, some particular places there was flood.
Post office है, जैसे यहाँ है ना हमारा भोजन का स्थान समझो, और हमारा ये हाल है.
There was one place there was a big flood,
and
our center, where the center was situated. And little distant from the center, the water, the flood stopped. The center was protected. Our center was protected, no more flood. But little distant further, there was a flood. It means that at the right time, Baba's protection, Baba's safety. So let's say the flood comes and you are affected by the flood. This is a one situation. The other situation is the flood came and you were not able, you were able to be away from the effect of flood, that is the safety. In Gujarat also it happened that in our center, in Porbandar, one of the place, there was a flood. And Dadi says the center was protected as well as the board of the Brahma Kumaris, as well as the Shiv Baba's flag was not shaken, was not affected by the flood. In that center, many Brahmins, souls used to come and have the food, their meals there. They were not affected by the flood at all. So who will be protected? Who will be sustained? Baba's children.
फिर बच्चे कैच भी तो कर सके ना ऐसे तो
so
बाबा के बच्चे अज्ञानी
विल बी एबल टू बी प्रोटेक्टेड बाय बाबा
दोस हु
विल बी एबल टू कैच
द टचिंग्स
ऑफ बाप दादा लेट्स से इफ यू आर मेकिंग अ टेलीफोन कॉल टू समवन एल्स इट हैज टू बी दैट बोथ साइड्स द लाइन शुड बी क्लियर इन द सेम वे व्हेन आवर इंटेलेक्ट इज क्लीन एंड क्लियर then only at the need of the time that soul will be protected by Bap Dada. It means the soul will receive the right touchings from Bap Dada.
तो ये कैसे गिरा ही नहीं झंडा ही नहीं गिरा कमाल तो ये है
year ago when there was a big earthquake in Gujarat
सारी मंजिलों की मंजिल नीचे चली
our centers were protected and next to our center there were many buildings The buildings were affected, but the center was protected. Because we knew that many children were killed because of earthquake. Many damages took place, but our Baba's home, Baba's children were protected. Why? Because they were able to receive the right touchings from Bap Dada. How it happens? How do we get this kind of power? Is that when we continue to listen Baba's Murli and we continue to become bodiless in very refined stage of soul consciousness, very subtle mind can receive such touchings from Bap Dada. When our mind is in very gross form, in body conscious stage, it is impossible to receive the touchings from Bap Dada. In that case, soul can be deceived.
कि बाबा की पालना है, बुद्धि बहुत clean और clear चाहिए, कुछ नहीं और.
Let the intellect be clean and clear.
हम समझे.
The mind and intellect has based thoughts, in that case also soul cannot catch the touchings from Bap Dada. So soul should not have any negative thought and nor any waste thoughts. If I have not accurate connection with Bap Dada, And if I have not clear mind and intellect, I will not be able to catch. So what is the definition of sustenance? The sustenance means that my mind and intellect is clean and clear. It is becoming every day clean and clear so that I can receive Bap Dada's touchings every day. And if there is a shadow of Maya, then the mind and intellect cannot be connected with Bap Dada. Let's say if I keep saying, I am a soul, I am a soul, I am a soul, then the mind will be distracted by other directions. Why? Because the soul has not experienced the soul conscious stage. Sometimes Brahmins say that when we sit in meditation, then we get a lot of waste thoughts when we sit in meditation. Otherwise, we don't get all these kinds of thoughts in our mind. But when we sit in meditation, then our mind goes into the past or mind starts to think the service plans. So let me pay attention when I'm sitting in meditation. Let me do accurate yoga, meditation. Let's say Amrit Vela is the time. Let the soul be filled with the power of Bap Dada, not to plan for service in Amrit Vela. As the time, so the task. Let's say I am thirsty. So what do I need? I need water. If someone comes and gives me delicious meals, I will not eat because I need the water. I am thirsty. In the same way as the time requires, let's say Amrit Vela, it is the time to receive powers from Bab Dada, not to think other thoughts. And sustenance through Murli, I can get solution of my problems. And the third, that my mind, intellect is so clear that I say, my Baba, he's present there. And then Baba will say, child, what do you want from me? Then I can present myself, my heart to Baba. No matter wherever I am staying, in any part of the world, I can be sustained by Bab Dada. And it is guaranteed, it is certain, Baba will continue to sustain me.
मेरे लिए बाबा है.
Everyone should think that Baba has come for me.
ऐसे नहीं चलो यज्ञ के रचने के लिए आया, विश्व कल्याण के लिए आया, वो तो है ही.
Of course, Baba has come to create the new world, but let me maintain my intoxication that Baba has come for me personally. He talks to me. When you listen Baba's Murli, then think Baba is giving Murli to me personally. Don't think that Baba is giving Murli to the whole people, those who are sitting here. No, no, don't think that way. Think it is only for me.
सुना एक अर्जुन ने.
In Gita, it is mentioned in Mahabharat, the scripture, that Krishna and Arjuna, the Krishna was giving all the preachings to Arjuna. And it is, they say, it is given these preachings at the time of the battlefield.
लेकिन क्या है ये इसी का है कारण कि बाबा कहते हैं भले मैं मुरली सभी के लिए चलाता हूँ.
Of course, Baba says, I give Murli for everyone. But you think Baba is talking to me.
और किसी से personal बाबा बात करे तो कितने खुश होते हैं. देखो आप सभी कोशिश करते हैं ना.
बाबा दादा comes and everyone tries to go on the stage. Everyone likes to go and wants to take drishti from Bab Dada. But why do we desire that? Because we feel it is very personal. Because when we receive personal drishti from Bab Dada, we feel very good. And Baba speaks, then we like, we start to dance. We feel so happy. Even though Baba has given a murli, and yet, when we just listen, even hear two words from Bab Dada personally, we feel very, very happy.
तो murli जो सुनते हैं ना हम, तो murli ऐसे नहीं murli चल रही है.
Don't think, okay, murli is happening, Baba is speaking the murli, and Baba talked today about paramdham, Baba also talked about subtle region, Baba talked about service. But think, no, Baba is talking to me personally. Baba gives me 1 hour every day in the morning time to talk to me. So when you will consider that Baba is giving me personally this murli to me, and then you will enjoy murli a lot.
And you will feel, और कुछ सोचते हैं कि मैं किसी से भी personal बात करूं, तो वो attention देंगा ना.
Because अगर personal even in human relationship, if two people are talking, they pay attention to each other. If one is speaking, the other person is not paying attention, how that person will feel. Let's say Baba is talking to me personally and I am just nodding off, sleeping in Amrit Vela or any other part of
that,
when I am sitting in meditation, then I will not be able to receive touchings from Bab Dada. So when I'm sitting in yoga, let me think I'm talking to Baba personally, and Baba is taking me to Paramdham, Baba takes me to the subtle region, Baba also tells me what is happening in the world, Baba enables me to become bodiless, Baba sometimes gives me the pleasure of Sangam Yuga. He gives me all these experiences. Baba gives me the teachings. He enables me to become perfect. Baba is talking to me personally. In this way, you will never feel sleepy.
आपसे कोई पर्सनल बात करे और आप नींद करो तो बोलेगा क्या वो चला जाएगा ना?
If someone has come to talk to you personally and you are sleeping, what that person will do? He will just leave you alone.
और सुख्यम में भी
so how does Baba sustain me through Murli and through subtle way? Just say from your heart.
Baba का नाम दिलाराम है.
Because Baba's name is
दिलाराम,
the one who gives comfort to the hearts.
दिल का सौदा है यहाँ, और तो कोई सौदा है नहीं. हमने दिल बाबा को दी, बाबा
we have given our heart to Baba and Baba has given his heart to us.
दिल का ही तो सौदा
so,
है.
Here is the
तो इसीलिए
exchange of hearts. We give hearts to Baba, Baba gives his heart to us.
वो बस ऐसे लगे जैसे आज बाबा ने हमको ये डायरेक्शन दी है.
I should even feel while listening Baba's murli as if Baba gave me direction personally today. Four subjects Baba talks in the murli every day.
जिसको जो रुचि हो, मानो ज्ञान में रुचि है.
So if you have interest in ज्ञान,
गुये रहस्य में, योग में है.
If you have interest in yoga, dharna.
और फिर सेवा में
and
है
service,
तो चार सब्जेक्ट
ऑल दीज फोर सब्जेक्ट
तो हर मुरली में
बाबा टॉक्स ऑल दीज फोर सब्जेक्ट्स इन एवरी मुरली
जिस सब्जेक्ट
सो वट एवर सब्जेक्ट यू हैव इंटरेस्ट
यू टेक हो तो सभी से होना चाहिए लेकिन किसमें
ऑफ दैट सब्जेक्ट
है अब वो
ऑफ कोर्स यू शुड हैव इंटरेस्ट इन फोर सब्जेक्ट्स
मन को उसमें बिजी रख
and keep your mind busy in all these four subjects.
Aaj Baba ne kya virat sankalp aave na?
So if the waste thought comes in your mind, when you get waste thoughts in your mind, don't try to be in seed stage. Otherwise, you will be ending up in battling stage.
और चढ़ने चाहते हो ऊंची
सीढ़ी. You are weak. You want to climb high. How can you do? If someone has a weak heart and he wants to climb on the mountain, how can he do? It cannot happen. So when you have these thoughts in your mind, then you must pick up Baba's holy points and think all those ज्ञान points.
बीज रूप हो जाओ बस बाबा कहते हैं ना बीज को याद करो. बीज रूप तो बहुत सूक्ष्म चीज है
बिकॉज द स्टेज द सीड स्टेज इज वेरी सटल स्टेज ऑफ द सोल एंड फॉर दैट क्लीन एंड क्लियर इंटेलेक्ट इज नीडेड. So बिफोर यू गेट द सीड स्टेज इफ यू फाइंड यू हैव ए वेस्ट थॉट्स देन यू हैव टू रिप्लेस दिस वेस्ट थॉट्स विद द पावरफुल थॉट्स ऑफ ज्ञान. Because sometimes Brahmins say, well, half an hour passed and the red light is finished and white light is there, but I didn't even get good experience. What is the reason? Because the waste thoughts, if it is there, then you must replace the waste thoughts with powerful thoughts. So one is called waste thoughts, the other is called powerful thoughts. Powerful thoughts you can get from Baba's murlis, the blessings. Okay, if you can't remember three page murli, because majority... Majority Brahmins, we find they cannot remember all the three pages of the murli. And sometimes Brahmins say, well, I liked so much Baba's murli. And when they get involved in their job and the work, and we ask them, what was the murli in the point? They say, well, murli was very nice, but I don't remember the point at all. It happens sometimes.
तीन पेज की सारी मुरली याद नहीं भी हो
या इफ यू कैन नॉट रिमेम्बर थ्री पेज मुरलीस नेवर माइंड
आप वरदान तो छोटा
एट लीस्ट रिमेम्बर द ब्लेसिंग ऑफ द मुरली
तो याद पड़ सकता
है एट लीस्ट यू कैन रिमेम्बर दैट मच ओके इफ यू कांट रिमेम्बर द ब्लेसिंग देन रिमेम्बर द स्लोगन बिकॉज़ स्लोगन इज जस्ट फ्यू वर्ड्स इजंट इट
चलो और कुछ भी भूल गया
Okay, in the whole Murli, if you forget everything else, just remember the slogan and during the day reflect on it. Go into the depth of the significance of the slogan and think, what is the benefit? And what is the experience? And get lost into the experience through these slogans. Okay, if you don't remember the slogan, just one word you remember, my Baba. How it is so easy, isn't it? So at least apply some methods for your self-progress. Because without method, you can't get any attainment. For your self-progress, whatever suits to you, to your heart, that method you must apply in your self-progress. Because in every Murli, Baba gives different variety methods. So one or another, apply the method and get the experience attainment.
ये भी कहा था अच्छा बिंदी नहीं हो ना तो अच्छा फरिश्ता नहीं हो ना बाबा से रूह ध्यान करती हूँ उसी में ही टाइम गमा देते हैं
The soul says, well, I can't become the seed stage. Okay, I try being angel. Okay, but I can't become angel. Then the time passes by. Neither I experience seed stage nor angelic stage. So what you have to do, what you have to do is finish your waste thoughts. At least experience one or another state, either seed stage or angelic stage or spiritual chit-chat with Bap Dada. And once you have a good control over your mind and intellect, then you will find it is easy to become, to be in the seed stage. Otherwise, you will have to work hard and you may have to battle. Baba said in one of the Murli that sometimes Brahmins, they become very tired and disheartened, and then they say, well, I have no fortune. Maybe it is not my role in the drama. So why do you blame the fortune? So once I have arrived to Baba, it means my fortune brought me to Baba. So how can I say that it is not in my fortune? Maybe it is not my part. Maybe I cannot come in the roster of 108. I know I have seen myself because I cannot reach to 108. So who has drawn this line? This is the game, musical chair games.
लास्ट में जाके विजयी बनते हैं।
In the last, the soul becomes victorious.
पहले चलते हुए पता नहीं पड़ता विजयी कौन है।
So while you are going along, you don't know, but at the end you will come to know. You will become victorious. So do not think in this way. It is not my in my fortune. I cannot make this much effort. It's so difficult. I don't think I can become perfect. I cannot concentrate. Don't create these thoughts because it can bring discouragement in your life. Think in this way. Baba has selected me and I have arrived to Baba. I have reached to Baba. I have arrived Madhuban. I have come here. So Baba has enabled me. Baba has enabled me to come here. And this is Baba's blessing. So you have already received the blessing from Baba and you have reached to Madhuban. Who has made you to come here? It is Baba's blessings have brought you here.
तो भाग्य है।
So you are fortunate.
शायद भाग्य नहीं है नहीं।
Don't think maybe I don't have fortune. Don't think these thoughts. Think yes, I am fortunate. Baba has liked me. Baba has selected me, and Baba has brought me here. So why didn't Baba like Bush to come here? There are so many people Baba didn't select. So why didn't Baba like Bush? He is thinking too many other thoughts about destruction. So you like Baba likes you, you like the power of silence. So do not have any disheartened thoughts.
अरे कुछ भी नहीं है मेरे में, समझो कोई गुण नहीं है, कोई ताकत नहीं है, चलो.
Okay, let's think that I have no virtue and no speciality. Okay, at least you have one particular virtue that you have the power to recognize Baba.
कई भाई बहने कहते हैं हमारे में बाबा तो कहते हैं विशेष आत्मा लेकिन मैं हूँ नहीं.
Some Brahmins say, well, Baba says you are a special soul, but I don't think so. I am special soul. I can't see my speciality. I don't think I am a special soul. But you have the speciality that you have recognized Baba. So what else you want?
और भगवान ने आपको पसंद किया.
एंड गॉड हैज लाइक्ड यू, गॉड हैज सिलेक्टेड यू.
भगवान की पसंद ही कम होती है क्या?
यू नो गॉड, ही लाइक्स यू. इमेजिन हू इज लाइकिंग यू, हू सिलेक्टेड यू. आई मे बी रॉन्ग बट यू कैनॉट से गॉड इज रॉन्ग. गॉड हैज सिलेक्टेड यू, हैजंट डन एनीथिंग रॉन्ग.
पसंद कर दिया वो विश्व के पसंद हो गए.
सो यू आर लाइक्ड बाय गॉड, गॉड हैज सिलेक्टेड यू. So you are very special in this world. So think, I am special. Of course, there are many weakness, defects, some karmic accounts that will finish. I want to share something about Mama.
As
Mama, you know, she has not very good health at the end. But Mama's face was always cheerful.
तो मामा के साथ मामा was in Bombay. भी थी ना जो संभाल के लिए होती है.
So तो
रमेश
मामा
भाई
in
के घर में मामा थी. तो डॉक्टर को ही चेकिंग के लिए आना
and
था.
And then mama was तो staying in Ramesh bhai's home. And the doctor came to check to see Mama. And Mama was sitting on her bed as well as the one who looks after Mama, the Brahmani, the sister, Brahmin sister. She was also sitting there.
उसको पूछा कैसे है तुम्हारी तबियत.
So doctor asked the one who was looking after Mama. And doctor asked, how are you? She said, I'm not a patient. But you look like a patient. Mama doesn't look like a patient. Because Mama's face was very happy face. And her face was always shining, sparkling. So doctor got so confused. He said, is she patient, this Mama? She doesn't look like patient at all. Of course, Mama had a problem in her body. Many brothers and sisters used to ask the question to Mama.
जिस समय तकलीफ होती है ऐसे थोड़ी एक तकलीफ फील नहीं करते हैं लेकिन सहन शक्ति मामा की थी.
Mama, that you know you have this disease in the body.
तो मामा कहते थे
Mama, how do you feel?
आप तो लगते ही नहीं है जैसे मिलते हैं करते हैं.
You are meeting us as if you have nothing in your body.
जो पर्सनल हम अंदर देखते थे ना तो फील करते थे
मामा
को तकलीफ तो है.
Has such a shininess and sparkling face. Nothing was seen on her face. Mama, you have such a trouble in the body, and yet you are having such a power of tolerance. So Mama used to tell them, look, this is the past karmic account. I must settle through yoga or through the settlement of karma. I don't want to pass through the Dharmaraj.
कोई भी हिसाब किताब मेरा रह जाएगा तो धर्मराजपुरी में जैसे कस्टम में फंस जाते हैं ना.
Any karmic account left in my life, then I have to pass through the Dharmaraj.
कोई चीज फालतू ले आते हैं तो फंस जाते हैं.
You know, that is giving the example through when we go through the custom checking.
जो सजाएं है
so Dharmarajpuri is like the going through the custom. But Dharmarajpuri is a different topic to be explained to all of you. But Mama used to say that I must settle my old karmic accounts here. And I am very very happy that I am sitting in Baba's lap and settling all my karmic accounts. I am not in the Dharmarajpuri to settle. that in present time, in Sangam Yug, I am in the lap of Baba and I receive the good wishes and blessings from all the Brahmins in love from Baba. Therefore, I don't experience any pain. This is how Mama used to give answers. So therefore, in every Brahmin's life, there are many kinds of karmic accounts. Sometimes through the mind, sometimes through the body disease, sometimes through the clash of sanskars.
So variety
kinds of accounts.
एक 10 किलो का वजन है उससे अगर 2 किलो भी कम हो गया तो खुशी होंगी या गमी होंगी
सो मामा यूज्ड टू से लेट्स से आई हैव द बर्डन ऑफ 10 किलो यू नो द बर्डन ऑन माय हेड एंड इफ इट्स 2 किलो इज रिमूव्ड सो एटलीस्ट इट्स नाउ लेस रिमूव्ड सो हाउ डू आई गेट सेटल ऑल दिस कार्मिक अकाउंट्स थ्रू माय हैप्पीनेस By being in the lap of Baba, these kinds of thoughts has made Mama to feel so light in her karmic accounts. In the last day when Mama was leaving the body, and 1 hour before, so when she left the body, just 1 hour before she leaving the body, last day
in Pandav Bhavan
there is a you know the Baba's hut and there are grapes garden in Pandav Bhavan we have a grapes garden so Mama
तो अंगूर निकलती थी ना तो बाबा सभी को दो-दो पीस
in the month of June when Mama left the body at that time in the month of June they used to get grapes from the Baba's garden
Mama
and on that day, when Mama left the body, before she left the body, 1 hour before, she gave grapes to all the Brahmins at that day. To all the Brahmins. Even she gave the grapes to all servants and maids. And then she left the body. After distributing grapes to all the Brahmins.
So
definitely on that day when she was leaving the body, she may have a lot of difficulties in her body, but as she was doing Baba's service with great love, and she settled her karma with such blessings. So if there are any karmic accounts of the mind, Sometimes some souls have the karmic account of their mind. Sometimes they are up, sometimes down, sometimes waste thoughts, sometimes other thoughts, sometimes mental diseases. Second karmic accounts with other human beings. And sometimes such a bitter karmic account, it does not get finished. So there are always some or another human being in your life with whom you have account. The third is through the nature. And the fourth is the climate. Sometimes not very good climate and they feel not good feelings. And good climate, they feel good. So variety karmic accounts.
लेकिन हिसाब किताब चुकतू करो खुशी खुशी से.
And yet keep the aim to settle your old karmic accounts with happiness. It means you have finished the burden of karmic accounts. Do not think, well, I have such a bitter karmic account. I don't know when it will settle. Don't create these thoughts. These thoughts means disheartened thoughts.
Baba mere saath hai, main kaisi
Baba is with me. No matter what I look,
Lekin
what,
Baba ne mera haath pakra hai na.
My stage. But Baba has already
Geet gaate hai
taken
na,
my
haath
hand
mein
in
haath
his
diya
hand.
Hai na, Baba.
There is the song that I have given my
to
hand in Baba's hand.
Na. Doopta bhi hai, koi agar haath
so Baba will continue to protect my life.
Bach jata hai na. गिरता भी कोई है तो कोई संभालने वाला होता है तो संभल जाता है ना।
Baba continues to look after my life. Once I
have given my hand
to Baba, Baba is with me. I am with Baba.
है combined.
Combined. Say yes. Baba is with me. Combined form. Yes. पक्का। Baba is
combined है।
Baba is with me in combined form. Is पक्का।
कभी थोड़ा सा
Or is it sometimes you lose? his companionship. Sometimes it happens, isn't it, in the relationship, that sometimes there is a conflict, we don't get along. So hopefully you don't have that relationship with Baba. With Baba, you have the relationship of combined. No matter how I am, I may be very weak, but Baba is very powerful, all powerful. So he will color with his company. Who is with me? The all powerful one. So definitely his company will color me with his power. So never ever in your Brahman life become disheartened. Or do you think it is okay to become disheartened? Never ever. So when you become disheartened, then you think, I am master powerful soul. And Baba is with me in the combined form. And Baba is all powerful one. And then Baba said once in the Murli, if you do get tired in your spiritual life while making effort, then what should you do? Then you go into the lap of the mother. Just sleep there. Because sometimes you may get tired. And then you go to Baba as your mother father and go in the lap of mother father. As the little child does. When he is tired, he goes to the mother's lap. So your tiredness will finish. So all kinds of methods, facilities Baba has provided to you, just use it at the right time. But sometimes it happens in Brahman life, you don't remember at the right time, right methods.
तो हम लोगों को कहाँ भी भाषण करने के प्रोग्राम वगैरह मिलते थे ना तो बाबा को कहते थे बाबा आज ऐसा प्रोग्राम है इस टॉपिक पर हमारे को भाषण करना है
Sometimes तो Baba बाबा used to send us for the speech from Baba and then we used to tell Baba Baba this is my topic for my lecture and Baba used to give us lot of points of for that topic
Baba देने शुरू कर देते
हैं Baba was ocean of Baba
कहता था अभी मैंने सुनाई ना तुमको
अभी जब भाषण करके आओ ना फिर मैं पूछूंगा children okay go now you speak these points of knowledge when you give lecture
हम बैक आई विल आस्क यू
whether you remembered or not and of course when we used to give lecture we used to forget also some points of gyan and then we later on we used to remember well Baba told us this but we forgot and then when we used to come back to in front of Baba and then Baba used to ask us the child did you remember all the points which I mentioned to you to speak during your lecture Then we used to say, Baba, no, I didn't remember all. I forgot one. And then Baba used to tell us, child, why do you forget at the right time? You must remember at the right time, right things to do. So Baba used to give us this kind of teachings. And Baba used to tell us, remember at the right time. Because if you remember when the time is past, then there is not much benefit. In the same way that when is the time to use the spiritual powers, use it. Let's say, if you have to use the power of tolerance, use it. Not that the time is past and then you start to remember, well, I should have used the power of tolerance.
So therefore,
right time, remember the right power and use it at the right time. So let's say, if you have to face something, at that time you are in the fearful state. So you don't have the power to face. So at the right time, your mind should be able to pick up the right power. Why there is a number wise? 108 and then so 16,108.
There is
such a difference in the rosary, the first number and the last number. Because what is the difference? The teacher is one, same murli everyone is listening. Everyone is listening, same Murli from same the teacher, even one who is in Gyan for 1 month or 60 years, the teacher is same, the study is the same. Why there is number? Why? The reason is, everyone knows Gyan.
सब सुनते हैं.
Everyone is listening.
शक्तियां बाबा ने सबको दी हैं.
And the shaktis, the powers Baba has given to all of you. But what is the difference? What makes the difference? The difference is the right time to use the right power. If I forget that,
उस समय क्वेश्चन का उत्तर नहीं आया तो क्या हुआ?
Number wise.
ऐसे समय पर
टाइम ऑफ एग्जाम आई एम नॉट एबल टू रिमेम्बर द आंसर सो हाउ कैन आई बी पास सो चेक दैट.
अच्छा ये बात आई हमारे सामने.
लेट्स से सम प्रॉब्लम कम्स इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू.
जो बाबा कहता है जिस विधि से जिस समय वो काम में आया.
टाइम डिड आई यूज द राइट मेथड. अगर वो नहीं है प्रॉब्लम
तो क्या करें उसके लिए.
सो इफ आई डोंट रिमेम्बर व्हाट शैल आई डू. Therefore, I must increase my churning power of Gyan. That particular power. So think in your mind, churn in your mind that what is the power I need and how I use this power. So when you continue to churn the knowledge, the eight powers, then you will be able to remember at the right time. So this is the effort. This is the effort we should continue to make. So today,
हम तो दूसरी बातें कर रहे
थे. सेल्फ सॉवरेंटी.
लेकिन स्वराज
व्हाट आई वाज टॉकिंग अदर एस्पेक्ट्स नाउ आई वांट टू टेल अबाउट सेल्फ सॉवरेंटी.
स्वराज का अनुभव तब होगा जैसे राजा को राजाई का नशा तब महसूस होता है जब वो तख्त पर बैठता है.
So as the king, he can only experience the happiness of ruling the kingdom when he has the throne.
And then he feels very intoxicated.
So in the same way, the soul, when the soul has the awareness and experience that I am the soul seated on the throne of the forehead. And that experience is needed. Then the soul will experience self-sovereignty.
वो ही जज घर में आता है.
For example, the judge.
तो बाप और चाचा और काका बन जाता है.
To sit in his office, he plays the role as a judge, and he has that power to make the decisions. But when he comes back to home, he is no more judge. He is the father of the children. So it's a different awareness. In the same way,
तो
let the soul
has
this awareness that I am the soul and I am in the stage of soul consciousness. In that soul conscious stage experience, you will experience self-sovereignty. And so the soul is in seated in the stage of soul consciousness. That is the throne.
आसन कहो सिंहासन कहो.
So that throne, उस पर जितना बैठते well हैं यानी स्मृति के forehead, जितना रहते हैं the stage that the soul is seated in the stage of soul conscious stage, that is the throne. So when you are in this seat of soul consciousness, then you experience the intoxication. When you use the word I word is used for the soul, not for the body. I don't say I have headache. You know, I am headache. We don't say like this. So say,
I,
the word we use for the soul, not for the body. So when I use the word I, okay, even every day you use the word I, then I must remember that I am a soul.
मैं बॉडी कॉन्शियस वाली मैं नहीं है.
नॉट टू हैव दैट बॉडी कॉन्शियस आई.
लेकिन मैं मेरे का मालिक
सोल
आत्मा.
द सोल दैट मीन्स आई एम द मास्टर.
आत्म निश्चय बुद्धि रहना ये है स्वराज की स्थिति.
टू हैव that faith and experience of soul conscious state. To be seated in the soul conscious state is self-sovereignty state. In the beginning when we came, that is, I was very young and child, and it was not very clear the knowledge of God in our Brahman life in the beginning. At that time, we did not know God is point of light. We knew the knowledge of the soul. And about Brahma Baba, we used to always look at him as a Krishna. And we used to get a lot of visions of heaven. And we did not know about Paramdham, and we did not know about subtle region. But we did know about soul consciousness. And when we were little children, we used to look at each other as a soul. We used to exchange our conversation with soul consciousness. The soul is doing every action through the sense organs. Soul is looking through the eyes. Soul is speaking through the mouth. We were very firm in this lesson of soul consciousness.
थे लेकिन आत्मा मालिक इस कर्म इंद्रियों
के सोल इज द मास्टर
दफ्तर में
ऑफ द सेंस ऑर्गन्स
मालिक होता है वो कर्मचारियों से अपना काम कराता है
लाइक समवन हु इज द मास्टर ऑफ द फैक्ट्री लेकिन भूल जाता है कि काम इंडस्ट्री एंड ही नोस ही इज द डायरेक्टर And he does not forget that. And he gives orders to his
servants and colleagues.
In the same way, the soul is the master and the sense organs are the servers. I, the soul, gets all the work done through these sense organs. So who am I? I am the master. And master means the one who has the power to give order to the sense organs. So when you think you are a soul, master, then your sense organs as a server, they will not deceive you.
ये क्या होता है लोभ क्या होता है
What is greed?
दे देता है बॉडी कॉन्शियस में
body, when the soul becomes body conscious and then soul is deceived
क्रोध कर लेते हैं मुख धोखा दे
gets angry has greed
कोई भी कर्म इंद्री अगर मैं स्वराज अधिकारी हूँ
The sign of self-sovereignty soul is the soul will never be deceived by any sense organs. If there is this experience the soul is being deceived, it means soul is not in self-sovereignty stage. Soul is not in the stage of as a master.
लेकिन घर में भी कोई सर्वेंट होते हैं मालिक जो है वो इतना पावरफुल नहीं होता है तो गुलाम जो सर्वेंट है ना वो मालिक बन जाता मालिक गुलाम बन जाता सर्वेंट बन जाता
लेट्स से इन समवनस होम देयर इज द सर्वेंट एंड इफ द मास्टर
ऐसे ही ये कर्म इंद्रियां जो है
इज द ओनर द मास्टर इज नॉट वेरी स्ट्रांग वेरी पावरफुल देन द सर्वेंट कैन बिकम द मास्टर ऑफ द मास्टर So when the soul is not in the
Body
stage of self-sovereignty, not soul-conscious state, then the sense organs deceive the soul. So let the soul be seated on the stage of self-sovereignty. Because the soul is not seated on the stage of self-sovereignty, soul-consciousness, that's why the soul is deceived. Let's say you are seated here on the chairs. If you don't get
seat to sit, and
you will not feel very comfortable, you will not be able to listen. Your mind will be pulled if you are not seated on the right seat. And you will get
seat
upset. In the same way, let the soul be seated on the seat of the mastership that I am the master and these sense organs are my server. So this is the seat where you have to be seated, then you will never get upset.
आत्मा अभिमानी का फाउंडेशन बहुत पक्का चाहिए
So let there be firm foundation of soul conscious state. While you are talking to other person, then you remind yourself, become aware of this thought.
तो मन सा सेवा भी कैसी, आत्मा आत्मा को दे रही है ना, आत्मा को ही तो आप पावर देते हो ना, शरीर को
इवन थ्रू द सर्विस ऑफ द माइंड यू थिंक दैट आई द सोल giving the power to other soul. In soul conscious stage, you can do the service through the mind. But if you are not in soul conscious stage, and you cannot be successful in serving through the mind.
इसलिए मनसा सेवा भी आत्म अभिमानी स्वराज अधिकारी के स्थिति में स्थित होंगे. कई बार कहते हैं ना, मनसा सेवा मैं करती हूं. Sometimes some Brahmins
say, well, I am doing lot of service through the mind, but the atmosphere is not changing. Why? Does not it change of self-respect, self-sovereignty, soul-conscious stage?
चलते फिरते ये चेक करो.
So while moving along,
मैं स्वराज अधिकारी होके कर्म इंद्रियों से
check
कर्म
yourself
करा रही हूं.
That am I seated on this conscious stage भी हो सकता है. That I am a master the soul
अगर and
doing everything
देता है,
this
तो
direction
देते this हुए भूल जाता है कि मैं director हूं.
The director can never, director does not forget I am a director. So who am I? I am self-sovereign. So while you are doing any action, you can maintain this consciousness. You cannot say, I cannot become soul conscious while doing the action.
आत्मा ही तो
so soul is getting all the work done through the senses.
तो निरंतर योगी भी इससे हो सकते हो.
Then you become constant yogi. Means you have the awareness that I am self-sovereign soul getting all the work done through these sense organs.
ये सारा जो भी है संसार की बातें देवान दे के संबंध दे के पदार्थ
सब whole
दे
world,
के साथ
wherever you go,
आत्मा के लिए तो स्वयं परमात्मा के और कुछ है ही नहीं.
In the whole world, the
soul जितना हम आत्म अभिमानी रहते हैं ना, उतना
its own world.
बाबा की याद भी
and
हमारी
other things are for the body. So therefore think that I, the soul, am, I belong to Baba.
जो हम कहते हैं ना, बाबा ही हमारा संसार है.
Of this physical world, nothing of this physical world belongs to the soul. Because everything is perishable in this physical world.
तो
the soul is imperishable. So soul belongs to Baba only.
सहज योगी भी बन जाएंगे.
So once you maintain your awareness of your self-sovereignty, self-sovereign stage, then you will be protected. You will not be deceived. You don't need to make so much effort. It will become natural life and it will become your part of
nature.
And this is your nature, to be the embodiment of knowledge and peace, purity.
So soul consciousness,
self-sovereign stage means to be stabilized in the soul conscious stage. And it is easy because this is your original stage.
थोड़ी सी body conscious के विस्मृति हो गई.
Because your original stage is soul conscious stage, and for a short time you became body conscious. Now you have to return back to your original stage. And once you are in this awareness, everything will become easy. And none of the sense organs will deceive you.
राजाओं का कोई order नहीं माने हो ही नहीं सकता है.
In the olden times,
अभी भी हमने देखा
या
दुबई में,
have heard and read that if the king gives the order to subjects, they used to follow.
उसका हाथ काटा जाता है. अभी भी कहते हैं, मतलब डिक्टेटर है या जो भी है सुल्तान.
So sometimes that is I heard that you know in Dubai, they say that if someone makes the severe mistakes, the king, in olden times, they said he used to cut that organs of the body.
Powerful,
the king means
power,
very, very powerful, the one who can rule and control. So he can never be deceived. So let the soul become self-sovereign. Are you self-sovereign?
निरंतर
कॉन्स्टेंट
ऐसे नहीं
नॉट लाइक समटाइम And not that when you sit in yoga, you are self-sovereign and you forget when you are doing the action. While doing your action, you have to maintain the consciousness of self-sovereign. I am the master and then I become constant yogi.
Acha,
Om Shanti.